For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. With so many old buildings in New England, it's not unusual to see old mills or even churches transform into retail space or condominiums. But what about town halls taking on a new purpose? In Berkshire County, two former town halls just a few miles from each other may soon see new life. West Stockbridge has about 1,300 residents, so the town's center is quite small. The old town hall has been a fixture on the village's main street since 1854. It's a simple-looking two-story wooden building with white clapboards and tall rectangular windows. Before being officially designated as the town hall early in the last century, this building served as a barbershop, library, and even a bank.
We actually have the vault that was pretty much home-built.
That's Bob Salerno showing off a relic of the building's past on the first floor. Many of the bookshelves are still there, too, along with some historic artifacts from the town's past. And Salerno of the West Stockbridge Historical Society continues the tour.
So the stairs date back to 1854. They're not fire compliant, of course, but they're original, so we're keeping these.
At the top of the old stairs is a small auditorium with old wooden floors, room for about 100 seats, and a small stage. Many of the town offices used to be up here, and it once even was used as a gym. After the West Stockbridge town offices moved out early this century, the town tried to sell it, but it had no takers. Salerno says there was concern this old building would be demolished, so some of the townspeople reformed the Dormant Historical Society, came up with a plan, and in 2009 made a bid.
We got the building for a buck, and when we did the deal with the selectmen, both sides laughed over who got the better deal.
And since then, through fundraising and grants, the Historical Society has sunk $500,000 into the old town hall, with a lot of money going toward much-needed structural repairs. There's still more work to do and another $500,000 to raise. In the end, Salerno says the downstairs could be used as meeting space and for things like art classes, with the upstairs continuing as performing arts space. He says it's been a long yet worthwhile journey to save a building important to West Stockbridge's history.
It's the center of the town. It is the showpiece of the town. It is the heart of the town.
And as one nonprofit continues to work on the former town hall in West Stockbridge, 5 miles down the road in Stockbridge, another is looking to do something similar.
It is a building that has evolved over time to serve the needs of the community. And as you can see architecturally, the back half of the building used to be the town offices and was spun 90 degrees and moved to make room for the addition of this front part of the building.
Pastor Brent Damro of the First Congregational Church of Stockbridge shows me around. The old town hall actually sits on the church's property, but the town and church have had a lease deal since the late 1830s. It's a large white building with tall columns holding up a gently peaked roof, flanked by pine trees. It hasn't been used for about a decade, and the town has struggled to find ways to reuse it. But one institution in Stockbridge is interested in doing just that.
A couple of years ago, a citizen in town brought this building to my attention and said, have you ever considered this for the museum's expansion needs?
That's Lori Norton Moffat, head of the Norman Rockwell Museum in town.
And it was like a light bulb going off because the civic function, the civic center that that building holds in our town is so related to Norman Rockwell's work.
She says the museum is short on space for preparing traveling exhibits, storing art and educational programs, and the old town hall could be just the place for these functions. The Rockwell Museum and the church have a 2-year deal to allow the museum to sort out a number of details, changing the building's zoning with the town and seeing if it's possible to raise enough money to renovate and modernize the building. Moffat says it'll cost somewhere in the millions to do that, but she thinks it's worth it for both the museum and the community.
I think it's an exciting potential future use for the town hall that brings vibrancy to the community and a beautiful location for these museum activities that we've outgrown space for here.
While it will continue to require a lot of effort and money, both of these buildings, important to the respective histories of each of their communities, stand a good chance at seeing their 200th birthdays in just a few decades. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.